extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
What if I'm in a situation where I can't afford to keep giving and I actually need to have an expectation at the same time? How can they make this transition and switch?
You have to do a combination of both. You can't only give. At some point, you have to make a sale. But I can tell you that if you decide you want to give, like for example, salespeople ask me, well, Jeffrey, what's the best way to get a referral? And the best way to get a referral is give one. Because then the person feels that sort of sense of obligation, like they got to return the favor.
Yeah,
I don't want to ask for it. I just want to stick guilt in there. You know what I mean? So here's the real deal. All of that giving value stuff or the giving advice stuff that I gave to Clover Joe, I learned it from Napoleon Hill.
Understood.
And those are that's the essence of the process that I'm trying to convey in Truthful Living. So I'm going to give your listeners one brief example from the book.
Please.
Lesson number 15. There's 23 lessons in the book.
Okay.
There's five words that he says define someone's ability to become successful. The first one is imagination. The second one is desire. The third one is enthusiasm. The fourth one is self-confidence. And the fifth one is concentration. Now think about that. Is there anything like, wait, did you just say concentration? Like, dude, there's nothing new about what he's saying. But when you put all five of those together, it's a very powerful formula. I imagine it, where he says thoughts are things. Like you think about something and then it becomes reality. No one invented the sewing machine without thinking about it for maybe years, or the phone or the TV or anything else, or the Tesla. And then if I desire it bad enough, I'm going to go try to do it. And if I show enough enthusiasm, it becomes transferable. If I show that enthusiasm with self-confidence, it becomes buyable. But the glue is my concentration. How willing am I to concentrate on this process, on this thing that I desire, in order to be able to make it happen? It's a complete formula. You don't need anything else. You actually don't need to close the sale. If you're so enthusiastic and so committed, the other guy will buy.
Yeah, absolutely. What it comes down to, though, I think for a lot of individuals, it's figuring out or feeling like, if I get committed to something, how do I know that I'm committed to
you
the right
thing?
You
don't know it. Well, there's one way of knowing it. If you don't love it, what the hell are you trying to do it for?
Right.
So it's real easy to draw the line. If you're thinking, man, I think I can make a lot of money doing this, don't do that. You're not going to make a lot of money. You're going to make a little bit of money. But if you love something, you can make a ton of money.
What's funny is that I think a whole lot of people just quit their job.
Well, do you think Aaron Judge got into baseball because he thought he could make a lot of money or because he loved baseball?
Love baseball?
Exactly. But think of any athlete. They all love the sport. And they made a lot of money.
Yeah, they did at the beginning. Some maybe find out. I mean, because I've had that experience where I'm like, ooh, I enjoy this. But as I get into it, for example, for me, it was photography. I still do love photography. But I cannot stand when people want to pay me to take photos of them. I'm like, I just don't want – that somehow it ruins it for me. But you
know, there's always a chance you're going to screw it up and you won't have earned the money. But but you, what you can do is say, listen, I'm going to do this work for free. And if you like it or you love it, then you, we'll figure out what my what a payment would look like. And that way, you're not taking it for money. You're taking it for love. And it turns into money.
Yeah. You got a point. You got a point.
Especially portraits. My, there's a guy here in Charlotte, St. John Photography. He goes to school and he takes pictures of kids, you know, the class pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Of them not looking. He takes picture, candid pictures of them doing something.
Right.
And I'm telling you something, it's unbelievable. I have pictures of my kids and my grandkids from this guy that are beyond belief. And, you know, that's the essence is show me the emotion. You know, show me something that makes me go, oh, my God, that's so beautiful. I think that's where you have to be. You have to be so committed to it that you become emotional about it, because that emotion will create the enthusiasm, create the self-confidence, create the desire, and you're off to the races.
Okay. So let's have this small chat then, because this has happened a number of times in today's marketplace, and or at least the stories that you hear about. You hear about the stories where it sounds like, or at least the way the story is reported, so-and-so, 15, 17, 19-year-old, 23-year-old, whatever, just what feels like got there, gets to their end point or some point of success relatively quickly. And there can be this attitude of, hey, I've been working at this for 6 whole months. But nothing has happened.
Right. Dude, call Thomas Edison on the phone.
I know, right.
But there's also the people that were passionate about posting photographs online. They created a program called Instagram. And Facebook comes along, pays them $1 billion for somebody that never made a damn dime. And now they're gazillionaires.
Well, yeah. But the question becomes is, when we have limited resource of time and limited resource of energy
and money,
we can all be enthusiastic about a number of different things. How does one decide
pick
when it's time to switch?
Something you love.
Well, if you love multiple things, how do I know which one to pick?
Oh, come on. You know it in a heartbeat. You know it in a heartbeat. If you love photography, I can promise you.
I love it more than I probably should for someone who is not a professional photographer.
Go monetize it.
Oh, no, I don't. I can't. It doesn't work for me. So the photos on our Instagram are my photos.
And why don't you do this? Why don't you call yourself the amateur photographer that hardly makes any money but is willing to accept yours?
Because that's funny. That's funny. But, you know, it is what it is. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs out there have a number of different things. I mean, I enjoyed helping people make their transformations, become entrepreneurs, building their skill sets, seeing their business go from zero to anything that allows them to quit their job is like my life in so many ways. It's just that I don't have that same level of passion for photography, although I enjoy it.
Cool.
But I hear what you're saying at the same time.
So let me throw something at the audience right now.
Yes.
If you're wanting to be an entrepreneur or a self-owned business person or go into business for yourself or you have some idea, on October the 30th, Truthful Living is going to show up on Amazon.com. It will give you foundational information that will help you understand where you have to go once you have the idea. Thoughts become things. So you're thinking you want to do this, you're thinking you want to do this, you're thinking you want to do this. What's my formula for making that happen? And the formula is right here in easy-to-follow instructions. So easy, it's scary. I have a millennial working for me who I gave the book to 2 weeks ago. He finished the book yesterday and he goes, okay, I'm ready. That's what I mean. Damn. He goes, I just finished that book, changed my life. Cool. And the kid's on fire. I mean, He makes sales. He's going to make money, but he's going to make money. He's a good kid. But he understood that this gave him the definitions of some of the things that he had been doing and the challenges of the things that he had not been doing that he should be adding to his capabilities, to his capability curriculum. This has been a Sell or Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to GittimerLearningAcademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.